This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Teresa Maurer, our slow food correspondent. Welcome back, Teresa.
Glad to be back.
And also in the studio, Peggy Maringer, and you are the market manager for the Fayetteville Farmers Market.
Yes, great to be here, Kyle.
Now, today is Tuesday when we're talking, and today is a market day, but we've got three more this week, and each one has its own sort of special event. And Peggy, that begins Thursday with Kids Day?
Yes, Kids Day is going to be on the downtown square, and we have farm animals that are coming to visit. There'll be a fire engine from the Fayetteville Fire Department, puppet shows, and visitors from the Audubon Society and the Montessori School will have special children's activities.
This is just, I mean, school, for most children, school's only been out now a couple of days, no more than a week because of all those snow days.
Yeah, that's right. And I think one of the things the market's trying to do is have some activities at the market that bring the young people down to have a good time, to kind of connect that local food with some fun. So I think this is just going to be a delightful day and a way to learn, too.
So, and of course, there's no fee for coming up. You just bring your children and...
Oh, yeah, and the blueberries are in. Kids are going to have a great time.
I was going to ask, you both keep track of what's here. And if you engage in social media at all, Saturday morning, Facebook and Twitter both were just exploding with everyone bragging about the blueberries.
Yes, it's the time. And get them while they're here, because I think most of the vendors that I've talked to have a limited supply. So we want you to buy soon, buy now, buy a lot. And they are great things for kids. You know, I mean, you can even just throw a few blueberries in the freezer and pour a little bit of cream over those and stir it up in a bowl. And you've got a nice sort of quick ice cream.
So. It's a relatively small growing window for blueberries, is that right?
Yes. It kind of depends on the weather, and the weather has hit people this year, both the flooding side and the drought side that we're in now. But really, just a few weeks, and, you know, but they're, when they're on, they are on.
Do either of you have recipes with blueberries? Because I have to tell you, in my house, they never get past
the fresh stage.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You put them on the counter and they're gone in a day.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've seen wonderful recipes where, you know, blueberry muffins, blueberry pie. But I bought a whole gallon and them all.
I think that's how most stories end with blueberries.
Yeah. And I've got a favorite cobbler recipe that's very easy. Again, but it involves cooking, and some people don't want to do that this time of year. The other thing is, if you buy a lot now, they freeze with no effort at all. You essentially can either pop them in a Ziploc bag, or you can spread them on a cookie sheet if you just want to get a few out at a time. That kind of separates them. So they're really a nice, friendly fruit for freezing, eating fresh, or cooking into something really wonderful.
Okay, so Kids Day, Thursday, all those events, then a big two-day weekend.
Yes, since fathers often don't get acknowledged as much as they should, we decided to have the biggest festival we could for fathers. And we're stretching it over 2 days because we couldn't fit all the fun into one day. And sometimes our Saturday market gets a little bit crowded, and this is such a big event, we decided to just take it to the streets. We've asked permission, and we're closing all four streets around the square to make more room for people so we can have lots of people come for these fun things we're going to do. Now, Saturday, the contests will start at 10 a.m.
Contests?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What kind of contests are you going to have?
Special contests for men.
Okay.
But women are also included, too. Lewis and Clark and Mustache Goods and Wares and Arkansas Helicopter Rides have graciously donated prizes for the ugliest bicycle, the longest fingers, the hairiest hands.
All right.
And then we'll have four categories of mustache contests. We'll have the longest mustache.
So you've got, it's too late to really start planning that one.
Well, but we've got a contest for you, Kyle, because there's a contest.
Yes.
Right? There's a contest for best mustache made out of
fresh produce.
So you could get real creative with that.
So wait, what now? So like on your face?
Yes. So, if you could create a mustache and get it to stick on your face made of fresh produce of any kind.
So green beans come to mind or something.
Yes.
Okay.
So
you could get real creative with this and very colorful too. Okay.
So you're encouraging people to play with their food.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
We'll have a table at the manager's stand also with some other materials to help you adhere your mustache. And we have another category for best applied mustache. It doesn't have to be of fresh produce. We have some wonderful stick-on foam. You could create your own Groucho Marx mustache.
So this is an equal opportunity contest.
Mm-hmm. I got
children,
you.
Pets, anybody can put on a mustache this day. And for the best overall real mustache, we're offering a free helicopter ride.
Okay.
We'll have an opportunity for dads to take photos with or without the family, and we'll put those on Facebook. And on Sunday, we're continuing this festival at our Botanical Garden Farmers Market, which runs from 9 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. Lewis and Clark is going to set up a bicycle obstacle course on site, and we will have a scavenger hunt between the Botanical Garden Market and Lewis and Clark. We're going to be grilling vegetables. We'll have photo opportunities for dads to dress up as El Terrifico, and we'll take his picture
and put it on
Facebook.
Left up to you what El Terrifico looks like.
It involves sombreros and sashes.
Oh, okay.
Let's say that.
All right.
Arkansas Helicopter Rides will be offering a special $25 package for dad to take a helicopter ride on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, and that Sunday market is pretty special. It is. It's more laid back. It is more spacious. It is as wonderful as the Saturday market, but a little different atmosphere there. A wonderful variety like the Saturday market, and I think especially with Father's Day, that'll be, you know, the vendors will be, you know, bringing some extra special stuff. So you've really got your choice. The busyness of the square or the botanical garden, kind of more spacious, and you can kind of get a visit into the garden too if you want to. But they're both going to be great. And we're really actually trying to promote that Sunday garden because some people say, you know, I got too much to do on Saturday and I'd really like a chance to buy produce, but, you know, when else can I do it? So that Sunday market at the botanical garden with some special stuff for Father's Day is a real chance to check it out.
And of course, now you can use, and has been the case for a while, food stamps. And senior vouchers, things like that, right?
That's right. The senior vouchers are $50 worth of fresh produce over the season that you can get. If you would like to sign up for that, you can go to the Office of Human Concern, and their number is 636-7301, and they can get you an application form. You need to be over 60. And we also are taking food stamps.
WIC vouchers, right?
Mm-hmm. And the SNAP EBT food stamps. And during the month of July, we have had donations from Ozark Natural Foods, Ozark Electric, and the Bank of Fayetteville so that we can match the first $10 that you spend every Tuesday and Thursday with your SNAP benefits.
And that's in the month right now?
In the month of July.
In the month of July coming up. Gotcha.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. So Thursday, Kids Day. Saturday and Sunday, the two-day Father's Day extravaganza. And remembering Sunday is at the Botanical Gardens.
Yes.
And if people want to know anything else about the market, can they go online?
They can visit our website at FayettevilleFarmersMarket.org.
All right. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Kyle.